Hey, UberNerd527 here from thearcadearchives.com. You're listening to the inaugural episode, and we're going to be talking about what this podcast is all about. And we're also going to be talking about the one thing that hasn't left our minds for the last few weeks, and that, of course, would be Pokemon! We're going to be talking about all kinds of Pokemon news and all kinds of Pokemon-related topics. So, strap in and get ready to go beyond the start button!
Welcome, Arcaders! This is Danny, the Ultrasonic Player here. So welcome to Beyond the Start Button, the inaugural episode. So, this is the podcast where we're going to be taking a really passionate look at nerd life and the topics that make us nerds. So in this podcast, we are going to be covering TV shows, both animated and otherwise, movies, comic and manga, anime, and of course, video games. So, the genesis of this podcast goes back to actually just about a year ago, a year ago and change, where I myself was kind of coming up with some new ideas for the Arcade Archives, and I figured, you know what, since we already have a good plethora of podcasts to pick from, I figured, you know what, why don't we do one that's just a little bit more off the cuff? And I talked it over with my good friend Uber Nerd. And so we just kind of talked what it could be, and then we kind of left it right there on the back burner. But then after that, Uber Nerd then came up with this really good idea, and it's probably the best one, where you can basically just take some of our podcasts and just kind of just put them all in one podcast to where we can treat the other ones as segments to use. And honestly, it really is a good idea, because at least that way we can knock down several things in one go, and we don't have to worry too much about, oh, wait, no, we have to do it for this podcast, and no, we got to do it for this. No. The way we're doing it now is we're going to basically take everything and put it all in one good little package. So that way, whatever you like, you'll definitely get. So say one episode, we decide to do a segment with Pokemon Rewind. We'll be doing that. If you're in the mood for, say, anything animation related, we'll do Media Connoisseurs. And that's basically, you know, more or less how it's going to go. But of course, like with everything, it's all a work in progress. But we will keep you, the listeners, up to date if any more changes are done. That way you guys know what's going on, and we'll definitely be able to keep you guys up to speed on what's really going to be going on here at the Arcade Archives. The way we're going to structure this is we're going to start the whole thing with Press Start. Now, that's the segment of the show where we're going to just be talking about what we're passionate about this month. And it can pretty much be anything, you know, just like whether it be like any new TV shows that we've been seeing, like, or any new ideas that we came up with, any new comic books that we're, you know, reading, or, you know, just any little things that we're just really, really fired up and really passionate about that month. That's what Press Start's going to be about. And then once we're done doing that, then we're going to be going on to Pokemon Rewind itself. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, your one and only place for all things Pokemon here at the Arcade Archives is still running true to form. We just kind of changed it up a little bit. So, as is the case with what we've been doing before, we're going to still be talking about the show, but this time, in addition to that, we're going to be incorporating things from the games and the comics / manga as well. So if you're in the mood for anything Pokemon related, you're still going to be getting it via the Pokemon Rewind segment. And then that brings us to our next section, which is still going to be called Cartoon Connoisseurs. That's right, Uber Nerd's flagship show is going to still be up and running, but this time in segment form, where we're still going to be talking about all things animated, from movies, TV, web shows, and everything in between. And this next section is a little something called Media Connoisseurs, which is actually Uber Nerd's idea. And basically, in the segment, we're going to be talking about movie reviews or TV shows that we're currently watching, and etc. Now, granted, will Cartoon Connoisseurs and Media Connoisseurs be kept separate? Probably not, but we'll see what happens. More than likely, we'll probably put it all in one big mishmash, because after all, Media Connoisseurs by nature pretty much means that we're going to be incorporating everything media related. So more than likely, Cartoon Connoisseurs and Media Connoisseurs will probably be put together. You know, so that is going to be basically the contents that we're going to be having for the show. And of course, anything is subject to change, but we will see what happens. But that's the beauty about. That's the reason why we're doing this inaugural episode, just to keep you, the listeners, you know, just to introduce you guys to what we're going to be doing and just what to expect. To that end, I'm actually going to take it over to my good friend and arcade brother, Ubernerd527. So Ubernerd, take it away.
All right. So we're going to start off with just a little bit more information about the podcast. So the podcast is going to work like a TV show. So we're going to be doing a season. Okay. So all the seasons, we're going to start our season. Usually we're going to start the season off in September and then go to May. But we're going to be starting our first episode here in December. So that way we can get a jump on all the improvements and all the stuff that the Arcade Archives is going to be doing in the next couple months. Keep forward to that. So what we're going to do is we're going to do podcasts every month from September all the way to May. So our first season is probably going to be pretty short. So since we're starting off in December and going to May, but our season is going to be from September to May. Usually the summer is pretty slow with news. Now if for some reason we may have a few extra, if we have some time or we want to do a special episode real quick, that's not off the table. But for the most part, from June to August, we're going to do no podcasts. There's going to be no podcast for those 3 months. And then when we come back in September, if we need to revamp the show, if we need to do any updates, we'll be doing that at that time. Like he said, we're going to be, this is a continually work in progress. So we're very, very excited about this. Now, like he said, our first segment is called Press Start. Danny also said, we're going to be sharing things that we're passionate about this month. So we'll start off with some passionate stuff that we're doing for this month. So Danny, what are you passionate about this month?
Oh, well, actually lots of things. Not the least of which being, to start off with, the introduction of a new comic book series that Marvel has just done called Amazing Spider-Man Renew Your Vows. Now, for those of you who may remember, there actually was a miniseries that was done, I believe, just last year called Spider-Man Renew Your Vows. It was basically part of the whole Battle World thing that was going on with Secret Wars. I know, another Secret Wars again, right? But basically what that whole miniseries was that it was basically an alternate universe with Peter Parker still being married to Mary Jane and them having a daughter, Annie, and how basically they have to try and survive essentially in a New York City that has basically been turned into a totalitarian society by a villain named the Regent and everything else. But to make a long story short, that miniseries was done so well. It was highly praised by everybody, by both critics and especially the fans. It was so well received that now Marvel has decided to make it an ongoing series and not just a miniseries. And so for the writer, it's not going to be Dan Slott, thank goodness. Instead, it's actually going to be a longtime Spider-Man writer named Jerry Conway, whom I'm sure his name will be very familiar to the diehard Spidey fans, because he's been around for quite a bit. You can Google him, and you'll definitely be surprised by what you see. But basically, he's going to be the one taking the writing duties on there, as well as another artist, and I believe... okay, all right. Well, unfortunately, I can't look him up right now, but... The bottom line is that this ongoing series, it still centers with Peter, Mary Jane, and their daughter, Annie, and just them trying to survive, and this time, not just surviving, but also kind of in a way making it, in a way pretty much doing the hero thing, but not just Peter Parker this time around. Because for those who had read the Renew Your Vows mini last year, most of the superheroes in that universe were killed. So there's still some left, but Peter Parker is definitely one of them, and so now... With help from Mary Jane and Annie, he's going to pretty much be still fighting the good fight, which is really cool. Now, of course, him having a daughter is nothing new, because after all, for those who had read Spider-Girl with Peter and Mary Jane's daughter, Mayday, you know, that was done so well. But because of this first issue that just came out, it is just so much, it stays so true to the core of the character that honestly, if you are not reading this book... Then you owe it to yourself to pick it up and read it, because you will not be disappointed. It harkens back to the original spirit of the character. There's none of this, you know, there's no unnecessary out of character stuff. Everything is very much in character with everyone, and it is definitely a must read. And of course, again, having a Spider-Man veteran, you know, doing the writing duties again, it's a knockout punch in the best of ways. The next thing is some of the, I guess you can say, some indie video games. Not the least of which, a notable one that my good friend Ubernerd actually introduced me to, which I didn't even know existed until I played it. And now, just recently, I bought it, and it's a game called Runbo, which, again, it is every bit a platformer game, and it has some very cool characters that many of which are quite familiar, if you know where to look. But in all, it is a very nice game. If you have played it in some way, whether it be in digital form, well, guess what? Now you get to play it in hard copy form. So definitely a must play and a highly recommended one. Pretty much been it on the passionate front. So I'm actually going to take it over to my good friend Ubernerd. Okay. So let's see, what are you passionate about this month?
All right. Well, can you continue on your indie trip that you're going? Because we've been playing indie games. I've been really getting into indie games this year.
Okay.
A lot lately. I don't even think I've done many of the triple titles, although Game of the Year this year, the Gaming Awards, was Uncharted, and that was well-deserved. But
yeah,
I'm going off on a tangent.
Anyways, no, it's okay. It's all right.
Indie games have been really big as of late, especially this year.
Mm.
Continue on with that. What I'm really passionate about this week is I am super happy that Shantae, the half-genie hero, has finally,
yes,
finally gotten a release date. They finished the game. It is complete.
Woo-hoo!
Yes. And I will have it in my hands on December 20th. So because I am such a fan of this game series, I love the characters, I love the design, I love the gameplay. I really hurt myself. And I bought two versions of the game. I bought the PlayStation 4 version and the Wii U version.
Yeah.
And that's mainly just to help the company out themselves. Now, this game was kickstarted, which I'm actually kind of sad that I didn't kickstart this game, because now everyone that did kickstart it got a free free copy of the game early.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Which is, like, so bad, because there's one guy on Twitter right now that is tweeting out screenshots, and I'm like, stop it! Stop it!
Oh, man. Oh, my gosh.
Stop it!
Yeah.
I want to play this game! Stop it!
Yeah, no, and for me personally, I was actually a late bloomer, because I didn't know anything about the character Shantae, but my first introduction was actually on a segment that Nintendo Power used to do, where they would do like some retrospectives about mm-hmm. certain games, and Shantae was one of them. And I wasn't all that familiar with the character back then, but it was like, huh, well, this is a nifty little platformer. But then, and I think it was actually you who really introduced me to this character. And I have to say, she definitely, and obviously she's been around for a long time.
Yes, she has.
Especially for those who had played the Game Boy Color copy. Me personally, I actually had downloaded the original. It's on my 3DS. And from what I haven't beaten it yet, but from what I've played so far, it is amazing. And I'm still having some trouble with the one I downloaded called Risky's Revenge, I believe.
Yeah.
But again, I'm getting there. It's funny. I'm not sure whether to get the digital copies or the hard copies. I'm kind of torn between the two.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of which, to add to the indies, there have actually been a few other ones myself personally that I also, in addition to Runbo and Shantae,
right,
there's also a little game called Gunvolt.
Yes, Gunvolt. Yes, very good. Made by some of the guys who did Mega Man Zero.
Yep.
And some of the artists that did Mega Man Zero, which is my favorite Mega Man series.
Yes.
Mega Man Zero.
And I believe, the father of Mega Man himself, Keiji Inafune, he's been, or Inafu King, as he's sometimes called in the credits. but, you know, the same guy, he has actually really been one of the driving forces behind these games. And again, what's great about some of these indie games is that it goes to show once again that you don't have to go full HD, super uber real to make a game fun. And that's what some of these indie games really do. They really harken back to that element.
Oh, that's what I feel too. Is like there's a lot of people that are buying these old games to get that nostalgia.
Yeah.
And for me, I've played those old games, you know, and don't get me wrong, every once in a while I'd like to go back.
Yeah.
But honestly, to tell you the truth, instead of re-releasing an old game that I've already played,
yeah,
I would rather have the same kind of gameplay in a new skin.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I think that's another reason why I like games like Freedom Planet is because here it is, a Sonic the Hedgehog game without Sonic the Hedgehog, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just as good. The story's just as compelling.
Yeah.
And the characters are genuinely awesome. But yeah, I agree with all that, you know, a lot of times I just want that same feeling of playing that old school game, but with a new experience.
Exactly. Exactly.
And, that's why I like indie games, because it gives me that. It gives me that feeling.
Exactly.
And, so yeah, I'm very excited about that. So moving on from there, next would be cartoons. I want to talk real quick about the cartoon that I know and love. I even did a podcast last year. I did a little segment of a podcast. The show is called Ruby. It is one of my favorite shows online on anywhere right now. Ruby is a really great show. It's done by the guys at Rooster Teeth. Yes, the guys who do Red versus Blue and, and stuff like that. You can find Achievement Hunters on there as well. So it's done so well. It's such a great story. Even if the animation isn't like Pixar or anything like that, it's such a great story. They have such great characters, and I just want to gush about Volume 4 so far. Man, I've watched only the first 3 episodes because the fourth one is up now online. So for people who aren't subscribed to Rooster Teeth, just that second episode hit me so hard in the feels. For those of you who have watched it, you know what I'm talking about. For those of you who never watched Ruby, you don't know what I'm talking about. But let me just say, there's just the second episode of the fourth volume hits you hard. Pixar level hard. I was watching it at Target as I was shopping, and I had to stop, and I literally was about to cry because it was so
wow.
It was so good.
Okay, now I got to check this out.
They have upped their animation game. They have a new animation program.
Yeah.
The animation kind of reminds me of Wind Waker. Kind of that, it's not cel-shaded like Wind Waker is.
Yeah.
You know how Wind Waker didn't really have lines?
No.
This has lines, but the shading and the coloring just looks very reminiscent of Wind Waker.
Right.
I do enjoy it. I can't wait to see more of it. They've done such a great job. So many great characters, and they're juggling them all together. So I'm a huge, huge fan of Ruby. So if you haven't seen Ruby yet, check it out. Next, tomorrow, because we are recording this on December the 3rd. We are recording this on December the 3rd right now. So tomorrow, I am going to a special screening of Spirited Away, the Miyazaki classic. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, and you could probably correct me if I'm wrong, this was the first movie that won the Best Animated Picture Award. I am so excited to see this movie on the big screen. I did not see it when it came out on the big screen originally, so this is going to be a huge treat for me. Now, the first time I ever saw Spirited Away was back in 2005, I believe. Toonami did a whole month where they showed Miyazaki films, starting with Spirited Away, and then they did Princess Mononoke, and then they did, I believe it was Kiki's Delivery Service, and I believe Nausicaa, The Valley of the Wind. From there, I kind of became this really big fan of Studio Ghibli. That fire didn't get stoked until I met some of my friends at where I work, especially one very, very close friend of mine who was also a Studio Ghibli fan.
Yep. Yes, to answer your question, yes, it did receive an accolade at the 75th Academy Awards for Best Animated Feature. And it won.
Yeah.
Yep, it won.
I think it was the first. I think it was the first time they ever did Best Animated Picture. So I think it won the first Academy Award for that thing. So, anyways, I'm very excited about going to go see it.
Yeah.
I'm so stoked to see this. I'm a huge Studio Ghibli fan. I know probably one of these times we're definitely going to have to do a podcast about Studio Ghibli.
Yes, we do.
And our favorite films from that. It's just such a wonderful, wonderful time. And now that Miyazaki has come out of retirement again.
Yeah, again.
Again. Can you not stay away?
No, it's like
Miyazaki, can you not stay away?
It's almost like just when I think I'm out, they pull me back in.
So, anyways, I really do like that. I can't. 2019, we're going to see a new Miyazaki film. So,
my gosh.
You know, we're living in a great time right now.
Really,
great time.
Absolutely.
So next up on the agenda is a manga I've been reading as of late. Now, I like to read manga.
Mm-hmm.
I think between comics and manga, I think manga is my favorite. Mm-hmm. I'm reading a lot of manga. I'm reading the Pokemon manga, obviously. I'm reading One Punch Man, which I thoroughly enjoy. One Punch Man. If you have not read it, it's so good. It's kind of like a parody of itself.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like watching Airplane and Dragon Ball Z kind of mixed together.
Oh my gosh! Holy moly!
So, it's really good. I highly suggest it. I have not seen the anime yet. I've only read the manga. I've not seen the anime yet. The anime, from what I hear, is just a magnificent animation. So I can't wait to see that. But anyways, so yeah, I read the Pokemon manga, and I'm catching up with that. I've read several different ones, but the one I want to showcase today is a manga called My Hero Academia. Okay?
I feel like I've heard that name before.
Yes. It's a brand new, well, not brand new. It's been out for probably a year or so, but it's a new story. And I want to just highlight it real quick. It's such an interesting idea. Obviously, if you're listening to this podcast, you probably like superheroes. Mm-hmm. Now, usually, and you correct me if I'm wrong, usually when you have a superhero story, the minority is always the people with superpowers.
Yes.
The majority are always the normal people.
Yeah.
Well, in My Hero Academia, that is the complete opposite. Okay? So the people with powers are the minority, are the majority, and the people without powers are the minority.
Ooh.
Right? And our main character, he doesn't have powers, but he wants to be a superhero. Through some things that I won't spoil, he does get some powers. Okay? You usually have to be born with them, but there's a special ability thing that he gets, powers, and then he goes to this school for superheroes. Basically learns how to use their, what they call, quirks. So they're not mutants, they're not metahumans, they have quirks.
Yeah.
Their powers and abilities. And so it's his kind of thing. And the thing that I love about this character, for some reason I can't remember his real name, but his superhero name is Deku. So Deku is very much an introvert. He's very much an introverted, very timid kind of guy. But he wants to be the superhero. He wants to be just like his hero, who is the best superhero of all time, which is All Might.
Oh, wow.
And it's kind of his rise to become this hero that he wants to be. It's very much in the vein of shows like Dragon Ball Z, Naruto. In fact, somebody actually did it was a fan comic. It wasn't actually a real comic, but did a fan comic where it showed Deku and he was like crying. He's like, "You think I could really make it?" And it turns over and shows Naruto.
Yeah.
I know. He's like, "No, it's don't worry, kid. You're going to be great." And then he's like, "Okay." And he turns around and walks off. And then I think it's Luffy.
Yeah.
Is like, "That kid's going to be great." And he's like, "Yeah, just like we were." And then it shows a picture that looks very much like the picture in Naruto where it's
Kakashi, Sakura, Sasuke and Sakura and Naruto.
But instead of those three, it's
Goku
with young Naruto, young Luffy, and I believe Ichigo. So I kind of like that. And that's basically what this is. So if you like shows like that, you will definitely love this comic. And I highly suggest it because, you know, it's just such a great, impactful story. And also because, you know, Deku is like a lot of us who are, you know, a lot of us nerds who are just very introverted, very to ourselves. It does have a lot of humor in it. There are some things that are not for kids. If you're a kid listening to this, if you're a very young kid, anyone over the age of like 13, probably even younger than that, but anyone over the age of 13 is fine, but it's nothing too terribly bad.
No.
But there are some jokes in it. I love the characters. So that he has three different friends. One of them is this girl who has the ability to cancel gravity by touching you.
Wow.
So that's pretty cool. And then this other guy has like this robotic like mech suit. That's really cool. And then you have other people, like there's this girl who is a frog girl.
Aww.
And you know, usually like characters look like frog powers or whatever would be like very ugly or whatever.
Yeah.
She's actually quite cute. She's cute. She has like she can jump and stick on walls and she can stick her tongue out and whatever.
Yeah.
And so she's pretty cool. There's like an invisible girl and, there's a whole bunch of other characters. It's really funny.
Wow.
I highly suggest it. The villains are really cool, in the show. The fighting is awesome, and I highly, highly, highly recommend it. And finally, and this one will be shorter than the other one. my comic for this month is is a title called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Batman Adventures. Earlier this year, Image Comics and DC Comics joined together and did a crossover of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles with Batman.
Yep.
And it was a quick miniseries. Now, from what I've heard, this series did gangbusters. It really hit. It was so popular. that some people wanted it to continue. Now, they're not continuing that. So that was the comic Batman.
Yeah.
The DC Comics Batman.
Yeah.
With the current comic Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
However, Batman Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Adventures is going to be, wait for it, Batman the Animated Series. Yes, Bruce Timm's Batman.
DCAU. Timcast.
Yes, the Timverse, as some people like to call it.
Yep.
That Batman meets the Nickelodeon Ninja Turtles.
Wow.
So from the Ninja Turtles from the Nickelodeon show, which is, again, highly popular. A lot of people love it.
And they just had their, I believe just recently, they just had their first 100th episode.
Yes, yes. And they're still going strong.
Yeah. Wow.
And more power to them.
Booyakasha.
Yeah. So this is a great crossover. The artwork is amazing. The story is actually really good, even from the first get-go, which usually a lot of comics, I don't usually like the first issue because it doesn't give me enough.
Mm,
it's usually just a tease.
True, true.
It's usually just setup. For this, it still was setup.
Yeah.
But it got me engaged in it. I was very, very excited. It kind of reintroduced you to these characters. So if you're not too familiar with either side of the coin, so if you're not too familiar with the Nickelodeon Ninja Turtles, if you're not too familiar with, you know, Batman, the animated series Batman, if you're not familiar with Batman, the animated series Batman, who are you?
Exactly.
Where have you been?
Yeah. I mean, clearly not under a rock,
right.
In which case you need like a bat rock remover, but.
I highly suggest it. Very, very good.
One question about it, though. Are we talking now? Obviously, it takes place in the we're dealing with DCAU Batman.
Uh-huh.
But is it him at a certain point in his life, or that is to say, is this like before he meets up with he ends up being part of the Justice League, or is it going to be in its own separate kind of continuity?
I don't necessarily know, but
just
I will
curious.
Say that the designs of the characters are from the first. Two seasons of Batman.
Oh, the first three seasons. Okay,
so,
good.
Yeah, he has
I personally like that art style anyway.
Right.
I wasn't too fond of the change they did. I mean, granted, I later found out the logistics of why they did that,
right.
But I kind of preferred the art style from the first three seasons.
You know what? I'm good with whatever.
Yeah.
I like both styles.
Yeah.
I'm guess I'm kind of rare, but I like both styles.
Yeah.
I will have to say the first season Joker is better than the second season, but I don't hate the other design Joker.
Yeah.
I thought he worked well.
As long as they had Mark Hamill doing the voice.
I will have to say though, when and if the Joker pops up,
yeah.
Because I'm not going to spoil anything, but when and if the Joker pops up, that's going to be the voice that pops in my head.
Oh, of course. Yeah, absolutely. Because, I mean, granted, other actors have done a good job with it. Some in particular,
right.
You know, really just hit it out of the park.
Right.
But again, there's really only one definitive voice still, and that's Mark.
Oh, yeah. So with all that out of the way, let's go on to our next segment. And that segment is Pokemon Rewind.
Hey, this is Keldeo, the Sword of Justice, and you're listening to Pokemon Rewind.
All right, so here in Pokemon Rewind, like we said earlier, we're going to go over Pokemon news, any kind of Pokemon-related things, basically. So any news, movies, anime, comics, manga, whatever comes out that we're interested in, that we're going to talk about it. So first and foremost, we're also going to be talking about the game, too, and our feelings of the game, and for the next couple of months
Pretty much.
We both get tired of it.
Yeah. Which is not going to happen anytime soon.
Which is not going to happen anytime soon. We're going to be talking about Sun and Moon and our experiences in Alola.
Yep.
So if you're also journeying in Alola with us as well, feel free to listen in. We're going to be talking more about it, about our journey, where we are. But before we get into that, I want to remind everyone that starting, I believe, 2 days ago, as of the recording of this podcast,
yes,
and going on till near the end of the month, you can get a free Meloetta from the internets. So if you don't know how to do it, I'll do it real quick, teach you how to do it, okay? First, you have to load up your copy of Pokemon X, Pokemon Y, Omega Ruby, or Alpha Sapphire, any one of those four games. Once you load up the game, before you go into your file, there's a little thing on the bottom that says Mystery Gift. Okay, go to Mystery Gift. It's going to ask you if you want to receive a gift. You say Receive. Then it's going to ask you if you want to connect to the internet, infrared, code, whatever. So go to internet and then accept it all, and then you will download Meloetta. Once you get Meloetta, go into your game, run to a Pokemon Center, make sure you have an empty spot in your team, and then there should be a girl in the Pokemon Center. Walk up to the girl.
Yep.
She will give you your Meloetta.
Yes.
Okay? So that's basically how you do it. You cannot get Meloetta in Pokemon Sun and Moon, as of yet. Okay? As of yet, you cannot get Pokemon, you cannot get her in Sun and Moon. Only in the sixth generation. Okay? She is the last mythical Pokemon for the 20th anniversary. So get on it now. Also, Arceus. If you want to get Arceus, you want your second chance to get Arceus, they are giving codes away for Arceus on the website. So make sure you get him if you haven't got him yet either. Okay? One other free Pokemon that I'll go over. If you did get Sun and Moon, okay, from now until the end, I believe it's until January, you can get a free Munchlax. And yep. You really want to get this Munchlax because it comes with Snorlax Z. Once Munchlax evolves into Snorlax, Snorlax will be able to use the Snorlax Z to do a very special Snorlax Z move that only Snorlax can do.
Oh my gosh.
And which is called Pulverizing Pancake. And if you have not seen this, if you have not seen this online, go online, stop the podcast, go online, watch it now because it's hilarious. Make sure you get it. It's online now to the end of the year. For those of you who have got Sun and Moon, especially when you get it for Christmas, make sure you download him right away. Okay. And he does have a few moves on there that are very rare. One of them actually gives you extra money at the end of a battle. So if you're looking for some extra cash,
which we all do,
which we all do in the games. So, make sure you check it out. All right. Now, on to our Pokemon news for today. So now that we got that out of the way, let's go on to our Pokemon news. So this is huge.
Yes. Okay? Humongous.
This is really, really big. Okay? And we're going to talk a little bit about our thoughts on this. The day before Sun and Moon dropped, so November 17th, the Pokemon Company dropped a trailer for the last Pokemon XY movie, XYZ movie, if you will. And that is Volcanion and the Mechanical Marvel. Mm-hmm. Which will be showing off the new legendary, which is Magearna. So at the end of the trailer, they also announced that Pokemon Sun and Moon would be coming soon.
Yes.
Which was no surprise to any of us.
No, it wasn't. Nope.
But one thing that I personally skipped over at the very end was the biggest announcement in that trailer. So I actually skipped it. I watched the trailer. I guess I wasn't paying attention at the end or whatever. I don't know. I just wasn't paying attention. And then later on, I went on to Twitter, and one of the people I follow is Andre, the Black Nerd Comedy.
Yep.
I love Andre. He's really cool. I love his show. I love to sit down and watch it and him talk about anything. Even if I don't care about it, I love just hear him talk about it.
Yep.
But anyways, he made a tweet that said something to the effect, Cartoon Network, well, at least we still have Pokemon. Disney, hey, Beagle Boys, they still have Pokemon. Go take care of that.
Oh!
And I
did not see that.
I was like, what is he talking about? What does he mean by that? And so I went on Google right away. And I was like, I typed in Disney Pokemon.
Yeah.
It came up right away. And it said, Pokemon the series is moving to Disney XD. It blew my mind right off the bat because since the beginning, Warner Brothers has owned the broadcasting rights to Pokemon.
Yes, they have.
Okay, now it started off on Kids WB way back when.
Yeah,
And went on for a long time. I think to Ruby and Sapphire.
Yes,
The Ruby and Sapphire generation, all the way to the Ruby and Sapphire generation. Then once Ruby and Sapphire was pretty much over.
Yeah.
Pretty much the death of Saturday morning cartoons as we know it. Sad but true.
Okay? Unfortunately.
It's part of history. And so, after the death of Saturday morning cartoons, Warner Brothers took Pokemon from Kids WB and then put it onto Cartoon Network. Now, granted, I know some of you out there are like, Shoemaker, but they showed Pokemon on Toonami before that. Yes, I am aware. They showed Pokemon before on Toonami before they took it off of Kids WB.
Yes.
But officially, it went on to Cartoon Network starting with Diamond and Pearl.
Yes.
Okay, and since then, they have been on I keep wanting to say the CW.
Yeah,
they've been on Cartoon Network. Since then. Okay. Yeah. Well, this is now changing. Okay. Yep. And it's huge.
Yes.
Because if you really think about it, okay, now Disney XD has Pokemon. They have Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
They have Marvel.
Yep.
For kids, they have Yo-Kai Watch.
Yes.
Which not too big with me and you.
No, it's not.
But with the kids, it's
obviously,
now, honestly, it's not as big in America as it is in Japan. Like right now, Pokemon and Yo-Kai Watch are neck and neck right now.
Holy moly.
Right? But here in America, Pokemon way up there.
Pokemon's still on top.
And Yo-Kai Watch is kind of like, meh. I kind of knew this was going to happen. Although it's a lot bigger than I thought it was going to be with kids.
Okay.
Well, but still, I feel that it's so dipped in Japanese culture that a lot of American kids just don't understand it.
No.
So that's fine. You know, whatever. Yeah. I that's a plus side on them as well. Plus, they're going to have DuckTales, the series.
Oh, boy.
Woo! They're also going to have the Big Hero 6 series on Disney XD. So Disney XD is going to be a powerhouse.
Yeah. And that's not even counting the other series that's coming up, Tangled.
Oh,
as
yeah.
Well,
I don't know if it'll be on Disney XD, but yes.
Oh, yes.
Even if they get that, I mean, that's another plus. Plus, they're continuing to show Phineas and Ferb, and they're continuing to show Gravity Falls.
Yep.
And they got Star versus the Forces of Evil, which is all kind of pluses in there. I mean, there are some negatives, but you got to remember, folks, they're not gearing this channel to us, the 30-year-olds and the 20-year-olds. Okay?
Yeah, exactly.
They are gearing it towards kids.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, therefore, not everything on the channel we're going to like.
Yeah.
That's okay, all right? But it's going to be a powerhouse,
all
right? Now, here's my question, because like I said earlier, they've been with Warner Brothers forever.
Yeah.
So here's my question first, and this is pretty much going to be a rhetorical question because we both don't know.
Yeah.
And if you know out there, please feel free to contact us.
Yep.
And we'll give you contact information at the end, but please feel free to contact us because I would like to know. What did Disney give Warner Brothers? What was this deal? How did Disney do it? How did they do this?
That's almost kind of a lot like asking, like, what exactly did Marvel? What exactly did Kevin Feige of Marvel Studios have to do to get Sony to allow us to use Spider-Man in the Marvel Cinematic Universe? I mean, that really is a very big question.
Right.
I mean, I personally would have loved to have been a fly on the wall to hear how that went down.
I just want to know what Disney had to give up, or what Warner Brothers. You know, was it a package deal? Did they get something else out of it? I don't know. I just want to know why. How did this happen? Because you have to remember the deal includes the entire run of Pokemon.
That's what, 18, 19 seasons worth?
Yes, 19 seasons worth plus Sun and Moon, which will be starting up next year.
My gosh.
Okay? And that's not it. The movies, too.
Oh boy!
All the Pokemon movies, all 15 of them,
wow,
are also going to be broadcasted on Disney XD. Now, granted, Pokemon did distribute four of the Pokemon movies.
Okay, yes,
which was Pokemon Forever, Pokemon Heroes, Destiny Deoxys, and Jirachi Wishmaker.
Yeah.
Now, if you are like, "What? When did Disney do that?" Disney owns a company called Miramax, and Miramax was the one who distributed these four Pokemon movies.
Yes.
So, previously to this, Disney has been able to show those four movies.
Yeah, so there was some kind of collaboration going. Maybe not on a big scale as obviously it's going to be now, but obviously there was some kind of like, oh hey, you know, you scratch my back, I'm going to scratch yours.
Right.
Now, or something like that.
Now, I want to reiterate that they do not own Pokemon.
No.
Okay, Disney does not own Pokemon.
No.
All they do is, all there are owning the broadcast rights for Pokemon.
Yes.
So they can broadcast it as much as they like.
Exactly.
Okay? All 19 seasons. Yeah. And movies. Okay?
Yeah, you know, that kind of also brings me, I mean, granted, I mean, I don't know if you're going to bring this to a later segment.
Right.
But I think if they're smart about it, and goodness knows Disney is, what they could do is do like what, because I know Fox Kids back, yeah, that's right, Fox Kids back when it existed.
Fox Kids.
Yeah, I know that there was a time where Fox Kids, when they had Power Rangers, there was like a segment that they used to do where like because the episodes are only half hours, they would do 1 half hour of a retro episode.
Right.
And then the next one would be like of brand new stuff of the current season.
Right.
So I think what Disney could do, I mean, granted, hopefully they do, but if they don't, I mean, I think they're missing out. But I think what they could do is do something like that to where they could show some of the retro episodes and as well as airing some of the new stuff. So that way for, whether it be both for kids who are new to Pokemon and don't know anything about the show
right.
and just the games, or even for us old timers. Yes, that's
just
right.
Just want to have some nostalgia.
Exactly. Because even though, granted, yes, the box sets are available in some capacity or form.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, for those of us who just want to just sit, who would like to sit down, especially anybody out there who has kids or babysits or, you know, or anything like that, you know, if you want, I mean, you can't really ask for a better show to watch with little kids than that show. And especially if you have, you know, kids of your own or nieces or nephews, you know, it's a perfect way to do it. Of course, granted, whether or not they'll actually do that is a different story. But if it were up to me personally, I feel that that would be the best way to go.
Right.
That way you get the best of both worlds. You got something old, yet something new.
All right. To round this out, I just remembered exactly when it premieres. So as of the recording of this episode, the broadcast premiere on Disney XD is going to start Monday, Monday night. And they're going to show the last Pokemon XY movie. Pokemon Volcanion and the Mechanical Marvel. That is the last Pokemon XY movie. Or XYZ if you're watching the anime in XYZ. But anyways,
yeah.
That is the last Pokemon movie. And then after that movie, they're going to show the first two episodes of Sun and Moon. This is huge. And
yes.
I'm excited for Sun and Moon.
Yeah.
I've seen some of the things that they're doing, the animation. Some people are kind of complaining about the animation, but I'm legitimately enjoying the animation.
Yeah, me too.
I think it's really cool. There is a scene in the trailer. If you look at the trailer for it on Disney XD, at the very end when they talk about how Sun and Moon is going to go up, there's a part where Ash is doing Z-move with Pikachu. And it shows Pikachu go to do a punch.
Yeah.
And just as he's about to do it, it split screens. It flashes back and forth between Ash and Pikachu, and it shows them do the exact same move at the exact same time.
Oh, man.
And it's such a cool animation. I'm just blown away by it. So I'm really excited about, seeing it. Now, there are some people out there that are not as excited about it being on Disney as opposed to Cartoon Network. But honestly, like there were people who were concerned about Disney owning Marvel. You know, I think,
and look how that's turned out.
I really truly think that Disney is not going to change anything. You know, Pokemon does its thing and just let it do its. They don't own Pokemon, so
no.
They can do whatever they want with it. They just
All they're doing is, like you said, they're just broadcasting, and that's what they have, the broadcasting rights.
So
I mean, it's a shame, you know, that we're not going to see any more episodes on Cartoon Network per se. But you know what? It's okay.
Yeah. You know, now the question is, what is Cartoon Network actually going to have now? besides Adventure Time, which is going to come to an end soon.
Yeah.
Well,
I thought that show was already over.
They are done with their production. The production is done.
Oh, okay.
The production is complete, but they're going to continue episodes. I think they have enough episodes for the next 2 or 3 years.
Production itself is done. Yeah, I mean, that's true. I mean, usually when they start working on these things, they usually do it like a year or two ahead of time anyway.
So they've got about 2 or 3 year ahead of time, but it is coming to an end soon.
Mm.
I know there's a lot of people that weren't a big fan of the new Powerpuff Girls. Honestly, I've not seen anything besides the shorts that they did beforehand, so I can't judge it.
Yeah.
I have not watched Steven Universe. Although I've been told I should, but it's just one of those shows that I'm just like, it's no offense to those of you who like it, because if you like it, that's great. It just doesn't interest me right now. But regular show is still going on. They're recreating Ben 10. They're rebooting Ben 10
again.
Ben 10 again. Ha ha! What else are they going to have, really?
I don't know. I mean, it's like...
They better have something lined up pretty good for this next
because,
season.
Because, I mean, there was a time where Cartoon Network looked like it was coming back on top. Because in addition to Ben 10 and a few other things, they had Star Wars The Clone Wars in addition to Pokemon.
Right.
But now, as we now, like, again, as we've been saying, you know, the broadcasting rights are now, the broadcasting rights to Pokemon are now in Disney's hands. So now that means the only way to see the show is to go on Disney XD. But considering that Disney XD has been gaining a lot more traction now, I think it only makes more sense to do this. And I think the fact that the broadcasting rights they have pretty much include not just this coming season, but all the previous ones before, that's pretty much a knockout punch because, right. You know, again, like I said, for kids who love the games but never were able to catch up on the show, well, right. here's your chance to do it. Or at least until you get the box sets.
Right. And I do want to clarify something real quick. I want to clarify that it looks like, because just recently Cartoon Network did put a video of Pokemon on it showing, like, I guess, it looks like what they're doing is they're going to finish up XYZ. So currently they're on XYZ right now. They're going to probably finish it up. Officially, Pokemon is premiering on Monday, but Sun and Moon doesn't actually premiere till next year.
Mm.
Okay? So we will not be seeing Pokemon on Disney XD specifically until next year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's just this one premiere, and then, you know, who knows after that. But I think Cartoon Network is going to finish up XYZ. And then we're going to then, it's going to make a very slow transfer over to Disney XD.
Yeah.
So I do want to make sure that that's clarified. So yeah. So we'll see. I think it's a big move. I think it's a huge thing. I think it's a huge
thing. It's not peanuts. This is a really a big deal. I mean, but again, because Disney XD has gotten a lot bigger now, I mean, doing this, I mean, having the broadcasting rights to the Pokemon TV show is only going to make it even bigger.
And then, of course, Sun and Moon now. It's wonderful. Now, speaking of Sun and Moon.
Yes.
Let's talk Sun and Moon, okay?
Yep.
All right, so we already talked about our first impressions on our last episode of Pokemon Rewind. If you have not listened to it, it is still online right now. All the episodes, by the way, just really quick aside, all the episodes of Pokemon Rewind are still going to be up on the site. So if you want to start from the beginning and kind of watch, listen to Pokemon Rewind and Cartoon Connoisseur Theater, if you want to catch up to where we are now, feel free to go back and listen to those podcasts. You can see them on iTunes. You can find them on iTunes. You can find them on the site here. If you're on the site, just go to the top tab, look for podcasts, look down for either Pokemon Rewind or Cartoon Connoisseur Theater, and then listen to them. And they're also on YouTube. You can actually listen to them on YouTube as well. So all of those are online for you guys to listen to. So if you want to catch up, that's fine. Just really quickly, for those of you who have not listened to that part of the podcast, you know, that part of the site yet, really quickly, Danny, what is your thoughts of Pokemon Sun and Moon?
The best way to describe it is, if you have not yet played this game, what in the world are you waiting for? Because honestly, everything about it is so good. Now, again, because I am only in the very beginning phases of the game, I have not made it that far yet. But from what I've been able to play so far, I mean, it's amazing. I have gotten past the first impressions part, and of course, granted, I mean, because of schedules being what they are, it has been, again, that's real life for you. I have not been able to be as quick with raising my Pokemon as good as you are. Nevertheless, it is extremely fun. There is absolutely nothing so far that I've seen that is disappointing about it. Far from it. It's just, I'll probably say more about it later on, once I've actually made some progress and made it to and actually beaten the whole thing, because I know certain someone already has gone ahead and done that.
Now, for the people, the audience out there, tell them where you are right now. How many trials have you beaten? Who was your starter? All that.
Okay, well, so far, I'm only on my first trial. I have not beaten it. I have not passed that part yet. But my starter Pokemon was Popplio. So, and I'm having a lot of fun with him and just collecting all the Pokemon. And, oh, my first colored, well, I guess, I don't know. Well, Pokemon with the, you know, the Pokemon that appear with the star, that was Caterpie. So my Caterpie is not V the usual colored Pokemon that you expect.
It's, you found a shiny in the wild?
I found a shiny
right
in the wild.
Right off the bat?
Right off the bat.
Wow.
Wasn't even trying. It just appeared. But it's been great so far. And again, I'm only on my first trial because of schedules. I have not been able to make as much progress as I would like, but I am getting there. And the beauty, and again, the best thing, in fact, probably one of the best thing about it is that after the battle, you get to basically you get to take a page from Brock's book and just basically, you know, just take care of your Pokemon, and being able to, you know, groom them and clean them up after a battle, even heal their status conditions without the necessity of an antidote or a paralyzed heal or what have you. You know, it's again, it really comes in handy, and it definitely saves you a lot of money. And it's one of those things where it's like, wow, you know, we definitely could have used stuff like this back in the day. But then again, I can understand why, because the tech wasn't there yet. It's just been just amazing, and I'm just having a great time with it.
Cool.
But again, stay tuned though, because more than likely there will be future impressions. So stay tuned, because I do intend to get back to everyone on that as I make my way through.
Cool. All right, as for me, I do enjoy this. I think this is definitely one of my top favorite Pokemon games of all time, and I think that's because of the presentation of the game. The story is really good. I love the characters in the game. They're very well-rounded,
mm-hmm.
And just the characters are so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
So much fun. So I really did enjoy the game. The villain of the game as a surprise. Again, I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Yeah.
But who it is. I will tell you that the villain is a surprise. The nature of the villain is even more of a surprise.
Mm.
So I will not even disclose that much.
Yeah.
I have beaten the game. I have beaten the Elite Four. That's not a spoiler.
Yeah.
They tell you, like, near the beginning of the game. So, that's not a spoiler. I did beat the Elite Four. And now I'm going around my team. My starter was Litten. My boy Litten.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
shouts
yeah.
Shouts to my boy Litten.
Yeah, that's right.
Who is now an Incineroar, who looks like a giant wrestler. You know, I just had a lot of fun going around. If I can complain about anything, it would probably be the fact that a lot of the new Pokemon don't have very good appearance ratings. For example, one of the Pokemon I really, really, like the one Pokemon I needed to catch, like I was adamant that this Pokemon needed to be mine, was a Pokemon called Mimikyu. I found out where Mimikyu was, and then I walked around and tried to find it. Now, I couldn't find a Mimikyu. Hmm. So I had to go online, and I found out that Mimikyu has a 5% chance of showing up. 5%. Okay? So,
jeez.
I walked around where he was for a good, 2.5 hours before I finally found one.
Oh my gosh.
When I caught him, I actually was a little scared because I was like, well, what if this was a waste of time? But fortunately, my Mimikyu is not a waste of time. He is the bomb, and I love him, and
wow.
He loves me. And
my gosh. And, you know, and it's funny because looking at my Munchlax right now, I'm like, wow, you're not kidding about the happy hour. Excuse me. You're not kidding about that certain move that he's got.
Right.
My
right.
gosh, it's.
So I really do enjoy the game. Again, out of all the Pokemon games, and that includes the originals.
Yep.
I actually feel that Sun and Moon has the best story, the best characters, the best visuals of mm-hmm. any Pokemon game to date.
Yeah.
In fact, I actually, when I went back to get my Meloetta, I was like, what is this? So used to Sun and Moon now.
Yeah.
That I'm like, wow, these visuals weren't all that great.
Oh, man. Yeah.
You know, I just really enjoyed it. For this podcast, I won't say who my favorite character is because I'm going to wait.
Yeah.
I'm going to wait until you beat it before we talk a little bit more about it.
Yeah. But one other thing I also would like to add, too, is the plaza. That little...
Plaza.
Yeah, the plaza. The festival plaza. I've had a chance to dabble in that a little bit. Not too much, but just enough to where I'm like, wow, this is something new. This is definitely...
So, to explain a little bit about the plaza and some other things that you got to need to know. the plaza, if you remember in Pokemon X and Y, on the bottom of the screen there was something called the PSS, and I don't remember exactly what that stood for, but when you were online or if you walked by somebody that played the game, it would show you who was walking by you or who was online or whatever.
Yeah.
That's basically what the plaza is. It's just in 3D form.
Oh, wow.
That's basically what the plaza is. So, yeah, he is... that's basically a 3D representation. This is where you can do your Wonder Trade.
Yeah.
This is where you can do your GTS, which, by the way, they only made one change to the GTS, and it makes it so much better.
Wow.
So much better. One of the things that bugged me so much about the GTS was that there were people who just wanted these ludicrous, I'm not talking the rapper, but I'm talking ludicrous Pokemon. They wanted like a level one Mewtwo. I'm like, how? How can you get a level one Mewtwo?
Yeah.
There is no way. So there's just ludicrous offers for Pokemon that just didn't make sense. Like, and they wanted a level one Mewtwo for like a Zubat.
Oh my gosh.
So it wasn't even a shiny Zubat. It wasn't even a Zubat that knew it. Just regular Zubat. You can catch on anything you go to. So I didn't like that, but they made one change in the game, and that is you can now ask the GTS to take any legendaries off.
Wow.
So if they're offering legendaries, you will not see them. Yes. So I'm definitely excited about it. I'm definitely enjoying it. We're definitely playing it as of right now.
Yes. Basically, as of this, as you're listening to this, we are actually basically trading notes by playing our games right now.
Right. And I really do enjoy.
Oh my gosh.
How this looks.
Yeah, I'm currently fighting what I'm guessing is a
Bonsly,
which I'm guessing will eventually evolve into a Sudowoodo.
Yes.
I knew those little
Sudowoodo.
Yeah, and oh my gosh, well, hey, good thing I chose Popplio. My gosh.
It is now, as of right now, the quickest selling game that Nintendo has ever had.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
And it's history in America.
Yeah, it is.
It is the best selling game. Also, I was going to do this, we were going to do this, start this podcast last week, but unfortunately because of life, we weren't able to. But before Pokemon Sun and Moon came out, I actually did a poll online to see what version people would get. And actually, a lot of people did sound off.
That's right. They did.
So the results of our poll, we had 16 people vote. 19% said they were getting Sun. 31% said Team Both.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
So 31% are getting both. 50%, half. Of all the people that surveyed said they were getting Pokemon Moon. So most people I assume are getting Pokemon Moon.
Yeah.
Which I have Pokemon Moon and Pokemon Sun. So, I'm on team both. That was kind of an interesting thing, but to hear that this is the fastest selling game that Nintendo has ever had in America.
Yeah.
Is ridiculous. And do you think that's partly because of Pokemon Go? I mean, what do you think?
Well, personally, I'd like to think that definitely helped it. Because, after all, I mean, Pokemon was always there, but somehow there was something about the app, Pokemon Go, that just connected with people for a while. It went through the roof. And I think that really kind of galvanized the guys at Game Freak and Nintendo and all of them to go ahead and just make Pokemon Sun and Moon even better than before. So, granted, for me personally, I do not have Pokemon Go on my iPhone.
I don't have it.
But then again, for me, I've already got a truckload of catching up to do on all my Pokemon games in general anyway. So I'm pretty much set. Because for those of you who don't know, my Pokemon library as of right now is made up of Pokemon Yellow from the Virtual Console on my 3DS, and thanks to Uber Nerd, I now have Soul Silver, as well as, and I just bought Alpha Sapphire, as well as Sun and Moon, and I have Pokemon Y. So for me personally, I've pretty much got all the Pokemon that I need right now. Although I do have on my wish list, I do happen to have the Pokemon Puzzle League. Yeah, it's on my wish list, so I haven't downloaded it yet. I know it came out for the Game Boy Color way back when.
You know what game you should get?
What, which one?
I have?
Which one?
Pokemon game that's on the Virtual Console, that's amazing.
Which one?
The Pokemon Trading Card Game. for the Game Boy Color.
Really?
Amazing game. That game was so awesome.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, it's not like the game now. But
no,
like,
no.
But if you just want, like, it gives you that Pokemon game.
Trading card
like,
feel. Yeah.
But you play with cards, obviously.
Yeah.
I do in love. I have it on my 3DS.
That's right, folks. Before Yu-Gi-Oh, there was a way to play a children's card game. With Pokemon.
On motorcycles. As long as you're not driving.
No, of course. Yes, please.
So yeah, I'm very excited. So from now until, again, we get tired of talking about it, I think what we're going to do is we're going to talk about our Pokemon journey as we have gone through it. So as I said before, I have beaten Sun. I have beat Sun. My team as of right now consists of, I'm bringing them up right now because I can't remember them off the top of my head. Komomo-o, who is a dragon fighting type.
Yeah.
She is my deadly attacker. Incineroar, which again was my starter. Mimikyu, who is also one of my strongest. Mudsdale, looks like a giant Clydesdale, but covered in mud. and has dreadlocks. Science. My ice fairy Ninetales, who is really cool, and then of course my Lycanroc. So all these Pokemon have made up my team. I usually have a team that I beat the game through, and that was my Sun team.
Wow.
My Moon team consists right now of Cubone, Pikachu, Rowlet, Brionne. Actually, he's Dartrix now. Mm-hmm. Dartrix.
Yeah.
Brionne. By the way, my Dartrix is named Oliver Queen, because when he grows up, he's going to wear a hood and shoot arrows and go around going, "You have failed this region."
So, true story.
My Makuhita, who now evolved into, what is that Pokemon's name called? What's that Pokemon's name? Makuhita evolves into...
Our audience is probably yelling at their iPods right now.
Whatever. Anyways, Hariyama. Hariyama. Okay.
Yep.
Hariyama. So yeah, Hariyama. So he's now Hariyama. I'm going to try to get my Cubone to evolve to Marowak, the now ghost fire type Marowak. So that'll be cool. And I'm also working on getting my Alolan Raichu. Cannot wait to get my psychic electric Alolan Raichu. I'm having a lot of fun playing the game. But yeah, my only concern about the game is the appearance of Pokemon. It's hard to find the Pokemon you're looking for. There are some tricks. I'm not going to disclose them on this podcast. Look at the site, thearcadearchives.com, in the future, and you may be able to see some tips that I'll be bringing out to everyone.
Yep.
So
stay tuned, everyone. You heard.
If you're looking for some Sun and Moon tips, I'll be more than happy to do so.
Yes.
All right.
Let me disclose my own little Pokemon team. Now, again, because I haven't really made that much progress, my team isn't really that huge.
Let me see.
But for what
let
I do
see.
Have, I though, I can definitely tell you right away.
I want to see now.
Let's see. All right. Okay,
got?
Let's see. All right. Popplio. As my starter.
Okay.
I have Pikipek.
Pikipek.
Yongoose?
Yongoose, yeah.
Caterpie, obviously.
Yes.
Lediba. Let's see. And of course, Grubbin.
Grubbin.
Wingull.
Uh-huh.
And of course, last but certainly not least, Munchlax.
Awesome.
Now again, that's not all of them yet, but obviously for right now, this is what I got. But of course, stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
So that's right. So stay tuned. Hopefully
same
the next
Pokemon time.
Same
Pokemon
channel. So yeah, hopefully.
Will Daddy finally beat his first trial? Will Joshua ever find that lantern he was looking for?
Serious questions, dude. So stay tuned and find out.
We're very excited about it, and we're going to probably end this podcast now and go ahead and start playing it.
Yep.
Thank you guys so much for joining us here for our inaugural episode of Beyond the Start Button. I hope you guys enjoyed our first episode. This is a work in progress, folks, so please be patient with us. We'll try to be as consistent as we possibly can while we're doing it. So thank you guys so much for supporting us, for joining us. Remember, we are part of thearcadearchives.com, also known as aka The Arcade Archives Network. Go to thearcadearchives.com. and you can find all kinds of articles, webcomics, videos, podcasts, etc. Please go on there and please make sure you click on the articles. Please comment. Let us know what you think. What do you think about Pokemon Sun and Moon? What do you think about a lot of the things that we talked about today? Please feel free. Now, if you are on the social medias, you can find me on both Instagram and Twitter at ubernerd527. That's U-B-E-R-N-E-R-D 527. You can find me on both. It's the exact same handle. So feel free to comment what you thought about this podcast, about what we talked about in the podcast, general thoughts, and also, you know, your favorite mega evolutions, if you want to create your own mega evolutions, even though that's really not a thing anymore. So
yeah, no. But so, but for a while it was.
Yes, it was. For a gleaming moment, it was in the sunlight.
Yep.
And then Z moved in. Yep. So where can they find you, Danny Dilps?
For me, you'll find me on fanfiction.net. I have a page there because I write some fanfiction on the side. In addition to that, you can also follow me on Instagram under the pen name Ultrasonic9. And I am also now on Twitter. It's basically under the same pen name, but it's basically because somebody else was using almost the same name, I had to change it to Ultra, and then I put in SNCPLYR9. So that's my Twitter handle, Ultra SNCPLYR9. And you'll find me on there. So yeah, so basically Instagram, fanfiction.net, and Twitter.
Awesome. Awesome.
So, and of course, you know, stay tuned on the Arcade Archives because I definitely got some articles coming down the pike as well. So yeah.
The warp pipe. Oh!
Oh!
So, yeah. Anyways, well, thank you guys so much for joining us. Best wishes, everyone.
All right. So thank you so much for listening to our inaugural episode of Beyond the Start Button. So, and of course, this is Danny the Ultrasonic Player telling you to keep playing with power because there are no limits, and we will see you again. So until then, keep playing like it's 1981.
You are listening to a podcast on the Arcade Archives Network. If you like what you just heard, visit our website at arcadearchives.com, where you can check out our audio podcasts, articles, and announcements of upcoming events. You can also email us at arcadearchivesnetwork@gmail.com. You can also go to iTunes and download not just this podcast, but our other ones as well. And be sure to leave us 5-star reviews too while you're at it. So until next time, keep playing with power because there are no limits.
Message from headquarters. This is a Rebellion production and is part of the Arcade Archives Network.
That is all.